The work in this paper is really important to me because of the contribution it makes to our bigger project looking at ethical preparedness in genomic medicine. We were always clear that we wanted the voices of patients and families to ring loud and true in our work, and having found such an innovative and participatory way to capture those voices has been both satisfying and effective. We've worked with Tell the Story of Everyday Life, and it tells it in ways that will capture people's imaginations, touch them in a way that perhaps quotes embedded in a more traditional qualitative research article might not, and also generate resources that have already been very powerfully used both by our participants and by ourselves to disseminate their feelings, their experiences, and what they want the medical and scientific profession to understand about them as the genomic adventure goes forward.
It's been a real privilege to work with our participants and support them to share their stories about life with rare genetic conditions. Participatory writing as a method has enabled us to encounter and foreground different kinds of narratives and emotions. The pieces of writing are really evocative and do a fantastic job of bringing into focus aspects of experiences that are often left out of more formal accounts of medical progress. For us, it's really highlighted the potential of more creative approaches to research and the value that the arts and humanities can bring to understanding what is important to people about medicine, health and care. We've already received a wonderful response to the research. Particularly, the method has captured people's interest, and we know that the stories our participants created have already led to healthcare professionals reflecting on their practice.